Chapter 8, Using ChatGPT in Daily Life. In this chapter, comparing virtual assistants to ChatGPT, understanding why keywords are dying, guarding against misinformation, grasping what ChatGPT is missing. This chapter introduces you to some of the changes that will ripple through daily life as a result of the ubiquitous adoption of ChatGPT and other generative AI models. At least some of these changes will eventually be noticeable, even to people who don't use ChatGPT, don't realize that they do, or have never heard of it. These are the early days of ChatGPT's appearance on the scene, which means more changes are on the way. This chapter outlines a few of the more foreseeable and likely changes. Dying keywords. Search engines introduced keywords to our everyday life. Employees, researchers, and consumers alike learned that if they wanted to find anything in the broad expanse of the internet, they had to figure out which words the search engine could best match to content they wanted to retrieve. People adapted their lives to accommodate keywords in their personal sphere of existence as well. For example, resume formats and job applications changed, with distilled content and added keywords so a machine could search, sort, and rate candidates. One downside of this practice is that some candidates could be the most qualified and still not be considered for the position for want of the right keywords. On the flip side, companies looking to hire could miss great job candidates because of poorly written job descriptions and requirements that resulted in a collection of poor-performing keywords that applicants might not think to use. Yet, keywords have persisted because they are useful overall. Beyond sorting lots of resumes and job applications quickly, keywords help companies with important tasks ranging from research and fact-checking to better targeted marketing campaigns. The latter birthed the search engine optimization, SEO, industry. SEO is a process that largely depends on the strategic use of keywords to improve the quality and quantity of unpaid traffic to a website or web page. But keywords are also used to match advertising to online consumers in paid advertising. There are more examples of how keywords become essential and prevalent, of course. But for our purposes, you can think of SEO as being a routine and important element in our daily lives. Then along came ChatGPT to upend the keyword and SEO cart. Broadly speaking, ChatGPT works by predicting the words that will follow the words you used in your prompt. That's why writing great prompts is so critical to getting great results. Generative AI models like ChatGPT do not use keywords to work. Instead, they rely on complex calculations of word context and meaning, plus user intent. Sometimes ChatGPT gets that right, and sometimes not. But either way, it does so with no regard for our heretofore crucial keywords. As a result, keywords and SEO are dying. It won't be a quick death because mankind has just begun the transition from heavy reliance on search engines to dependence on generative AI. The full transition will take time, but even so, some will likely hold on to search engine use for a variety of reasons. One important reason is to have a way to fact-check ChatGPT outputs. This task might require users to discover search engines other than Google, Bing, Yahoo, Baidu, and DuckDuckGo if the big search engines pivot more towards generative AI than keyword-based search. Right now, some search engines are integrating generative AI, but keeping the emphasis on search. Examples include Microsoft's Bing Chat and Google's Bard. However, if users shift in large numbers towards generative AI chatbots and away from traditional search, the search engines will make a more pronounced shift too. And that scenario is highly likely, just as a matter of user convenience. It becomes increasingly likely if generative AI becomes better controlled, meaning that it no longer frequently hallucinates, convincingly lies. Perhaps search engines will adapt and use search functions to provide instant fact-checking alongside chat results to add user value and protect their own investments. Perhaps they'll take a different course. Meanwhile, ChatGPT is also actively integrating search engines via plugins. One example is Wolfram Alpha, a knowledge engine specializing in complex mathematics. Figure 8-1 shows the Wolfram Alpha user interface with a reference to its availability through ChatGPT Plus, the premium version of ChatGPT. Another is Expedia, a search engine specializing in travel options and deals. If ChatGPT holds this course, it could become a super app, having incorporated a lot of other apps, many of which are specialized search engines. It's a safe bet that ChatGPT can predict better keywords for the various search engines than you and I can. The quality of ChatGPT results using specialized plugins should be stellar. Time will tell how search engines and generative AI, such as ChatGPT, coexist, or whether one consumes the other. But in any case, the days of keywords and SEO are clearly numbered. Moving from information search to knowledge assistance. Almost everyone is familiar with and uses a virtual assistant, such as Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant, or Cortana. Up until the advent of ChatGPT and its ilk, virtual assistants used a different form of AI coupled with automated and keyword-based search. Although the algorithms also consider other inputs, such as your location, past purchases, and personal preferences, virtual assistants primarily run on search engines. That situation is beginning to change. For example, Cortana, Microsoft's virtual assistant, uses the Bing search engine, which is now integrated with ChatGPT. Meanwhile, Google Assistant, which is tied to Google Search, can benefit from integration with Google's Bard. These virtual assistants, however, may be replaced with next-generation ChatGPT-like versions. You see where all of this is going, right? Take a look at Figure 8-1, which shows a comparison between Google Assistant's response and ChatGPT's response to the same user question. Virtual assistants are becoming knowledge assistants. With the addition of, or replacement by, more powerful generative AI models such as ChatGPT, virtual assistants will be able to do far more than they do now. This shift will make them more useful in terms of the number and types of tasks they can perform for just about anyone using a smartphone, a smart home device, a computer, or an autonomous vehicle. This new generation of virtual assistants will also change how you do your work and run your business. In short, they'll be more prevalent and useful than ever. Can you see how rapidly ChatGPT and others like it are becoming ubiquitous? ChatGPT is finding its way into everything, which is astounding considering it debuted on the public scene such a short time ago. Never in history has any other technology so profoundly and quickly changed our world. Living with misinformation and manipulation. ChatGPT and other generative AI models are subject to errors, chief among them being hallucinations, which is AI parlance for the machine being convinced it's correct when its answers are glaringly and indisputably wrong. In addition, human biases end up unintentionally transferred to AI models. These are reasons enough to be careful after accepting AI outputs at face value. But everyone should also be aware that AI models can be trained to deliberately spiel propaganda, misinformation, conspiracy theories, manipulative language for a hidden agenda, biased information, security attacks, and outright cons. In short, it's more important than ever to teach the citizenry of every country how to discern factual information from incorrect, manipulative, or malevolent narratives. Do not mistake an AI model's chatty friendliness with it actually being a friend. It isn't. It's not a person. It's a tool used by people, and as such, it's subject to all sorts of mischief as well as helpfulness. I can't stress enough why everyone needs to fact-check everything ChatGPT generates. Also, be aware that there isn't just one kind of any given AI model. Any one model brings about many of its kind. Some are the same at the base but trained differently, making them whole nother animals, as we say in the South. Others are augmented, as Microsoft said it has done to ChatGPT to make Bing Chat. You get the picture, now finish the thought. Just because one ChatGPT model or use case proved trustworthy doesn't mean they all are by extension. Warning: some versions of ChatGPT and the like have better guardrails than others, but users can't see them, so you're not going to know for sure that they're there. Be careful. Further still, even AI scientists don't know exactly how AI thinks, meaning how it arrives at its answers. That's why the industry is working so hard to develop explainable AI. We need AI to tell us how it came to each conclusion so that mere humans can better judge and, we hope, control what it does. Keep all this in mind while working with ChatGPT and its kind. It may feel like you're having a private and safe conversation with something very human-like, but ChatGPT is both more and less than that. Stay detached and logical while using these models, and always, always check its homework. Narrowing options. Unfortunately, along with convenience comes a narrowing of options. For example, a convenience store carries fewer brands and fewer options on its shelves to increase shopper convenience. You park at the door of a smaller store, run in, grab your stuff, pay more than you would in a big box bargain store, and off you go. Super convenient, but at a price. Think of ChatGPT as a convenience store offering a one-stop shopping experience for the internet and apps. You drop by, type or voice your prompt, get a response, and you're on your way. Its fast, unified responses are convenient compared to the process of thinking which keywords to use, entering them in a search bar, reading through the list the search engine produces, weeding out the ads, and finally selecting a source so you can read all that content and maybe find what you're seeking. If you don't find it, you must repeat the process. Compared to the ChatGPT experience, search is a lumbering, exhausting, and frustrating ordeal. Many users are going to opt for ChatGPT based on convenience. But that convenience comes at an extra, albeit not immediately noticeable, price. Did you see any sources listed so you know where ChatGPT got its information? No? Can you tell whether ChatGPT used a single source or several sources in generating its analysis? Do you see anything indicating whether the information ChatGPT gave you is current? You forgot about OpenAI's warning that ChatGPT's database is 2 years old, didn't you? We all do that sometimes. Never fear, several plugins and integrations are now giving ChatGPT access to the live internet. Yay! No. Go back over the questions we just covered. Can you see any information, sources, dates, cross-references, and any other data or metadata qualifying ChatGPT's response? In the machine's narratives, now that ChatGPT can be connected to the internet? No. That information is still not there. A search engine gives you all of that vital information by providing links directly to its sources. Using ChatGPT information without these insights may be more convenient, but the price of the consequences may prove to be far more than you expected. As you review ChatGPT outputs, keep in mind that you may be looking at an answer that is too narrow to be appropriate in your work or life. One unknown source and one perspective, as well as the repetitive phrasing and answers that ChatGPT tends to favor, are influencing how you think and act. Are you okay with that? Use ChatGPT as the great tool that it is, but don't let it think for you.